scuba diving's a lot like a hike, but when you get to the edge of that cliff, when you're hiking, it's not a good idea to go past it, but you can do that in scuba dive.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
John O'Shaughnessy, The Deep End in Dundas, Ontario, Canada's friendliest dive shop. The word scuba means self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, and it refers to the equipment that we use that allows us to go beneath the surface and stay down and come back. We get a pretty broad clientele here, everything from young kids, you know, doing it with their parents, or sometimes just very adventurous kids and very willing parents to let them do something like that, all the way up to retired people. You know, it tends to be a bit of an upscale sport with the rental of the gear and everything, but once you actually own the gear, which is a bit like investing in good downhill ski equipment, then it's actually a very inexpensive sport. You know, you can scuba dive anywhere there's water, and you go and have a great time just for the cost of an air fill of a scuba tank, which in a lot of cases is between $5 or even free. What we're really looking for is comfort in the water, okay? If you're not comfortable in the water, this is really not the sport for you. Now, from there, we're gonna build on that. So we're gonna teach them how to be able to clear their mask of water underwater, how to recover regulators and clear regulators, proper ascent and descent techniques, you know, to go up and down safely, kicking techniques, and really that's about it. You know, we have a bunch of emergency procedures as well for out of air, low on air sort of things, free-flowing regulators, which is when your regulator just spews out air instead of being a demand system where it breathes as you want it to breathe. And that's really it, because aside from that, scuba diving is a lot like going for a hike, except it's underwater, you know, and it's a good time. So it's really just all the safety stuff and all the things that could go wrong, like your mask filling up or water getting into your regulator, and they're all very easy skills to master. We run a program every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a fantastic time. You do it every weekend, so whatever your schedule fits, come on down. There's three components, actually. The first is your academics, or what we refer to as the classroom. Come in and we're going to take you through all the, you know, physics, physiology of it. It's pretty simple stuff. We really just want to get the idea into your head of the whole concept behind it, because if you understand that, then it's a lot easier to trust the equipment. From there, once we have that anchored nicely, we will take people to the pool where we will introduce them to all the skills and just have a great time. It's a lot of fun, actually, and play around in the pool. And then we give people lots of time to get comfortable on their terms. You know, everybody kind of gets comfortable in the water, you know, at their own pace. And from there, once everyone's comfortable, you're comfortable, and we're comfortable that you're comfortable, we'll take you out scuba diving, and we'll do a minimum of 4 open water dives, and just have a great time. And after that, they're certified, and they'll get a what's referred to as a C card, which is a certification card with their photograph on it, and they can scuba dive all around the world. First 4 dives. Most people like to go up to Tobermory, which is here in Ontario. Fathom 5 Marine Park up there is fantastic. The shipwrecks are wonderful. People from all over the world come to dive there. It's a great experience. Cooler water, which is easily taken care of with a good wetsuit. And a lot of people like to go there. But we also do local stuff here in the Hamilton area. You know, Gulliver's Lake is a big one down in Lake Erie. A little quarry called Inner Kip, kind of just near Woodstock. Trout Lake, is its actual name. There's lots of opportunities to scuba dive locally. There's lots of uses for scuba diving. I'd say the most common one would be just for fun, having a great time going down and seeing what's there. Some people use it for bottle collecting. Other people like to scuba dive on wrecks. Then you have your, what I'll refer to as technical aspects of that, where you're going very deep for long periods of time. That's kind of a niche that's quite popular here in the Hamilton market, to be honest with you. And then, of course, you have your commercial sort of scuba diving, you know, drilling for oil in the area and, you know, inspecting pipes and bridges and all that sort of stuff, too. So there's lots of ways scuba diving can be used. A scuba unit really consists of three things, and that the first is a tank, which is, you know, obviously holds the compressed air. We dive with air in recreational scuba, although we can use other gas mixtures as well. But the most common one would probably be air, and that just holds all of our breathing gas. Tanks can weigh, well, there's various tanks in different sizes, but generally they weigh about 35 pounds approximately when full. When they're not full, they're in about the 30, 31 pounds. So the air actually weighs 4 to 5 pounds that's in them. And it holds 80 cubic feet of air, which is about as much as a good-sized closet. How long it lasts really depends on the individual using it. Some people use their air much quicker than others, and other people are very efficient with their air. To that, we're going to attach what's referred to as a buoyancy control device, which is a jacket, which is hooked up to the tank through a regulator system. The regulator system actually provides the air to the diver. It also has a depth gauge and air gauge. The air gauge functions a lot like a gas gauge in a car to let you know how much air you have. And the BCD, what the BCD does is it's really a big bladder with what we refer to as a low pressure inflator on it that allows you to put air into the BCD and also let air escape. And what you can do is use that to determine where you float in the water, which is really where the fun of scuba diving comes in. It's when you're neutrally buoyant and you're mid-water and you're not going up or down, and you're just sitting there like a fish, and that's fantastic. So those three components, the tank, which we put the BCD on, and then we attach the regulator, which sort of ties the whole unit together, are the key components. And then you have your basics, your mask, fins, snorkel, wetsuits, type of things, what we refer to as personal gear that people use. Fantastic stuff happens underwater. Everything from, you know, ghostly shipwrecks that kind of come out as you go up. You're just looking at a kind of a gray haze, and it slowly comes out. It's amazing. It's just a fantastic experience. To bright underwater Caribbean scenes and dramatic wall drop-offs where, you know, scuba diving's a lot like a hike, but when you get to the edge of that cliff, when you're hiking, it's not a good idea to go past it, but you can do that in scuba diving because of your buoyancy control. You can go right off it and actually look back at the cliff and kind of go up and down and have a great time. It's amazing. It's a mind-blowing experience. It's like, it's weightless. It's weightless. You are absolutely weightless. It's amazing. And it can, not that I would know what flight feels like, but it would be close to flight, I would think. Yeah, being weightless and being able to go up and down at will. Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You should come out and do it. Now, generally, sharks are not an issue for scuba divers. They don't come around scuba divers. Once you have all the equipment on, you're about the size of a shark, so they're not interested. We make weird vibrations in the water, so they just go away. But on a lot of our trips, we tend to run annual trips where we go down and we actually do shark dives, where we feed sharks and get them to come around so the divers can see them, and they're amazing. They're absolutely beautiful to see. They're amazing. But as far as war stories, I don't have any bad experiences with them. They just come by, they're there. It's neat. It's like going on a roller coaster. The first time you go on, you have this apprehension and kind of little bit of fear, but as soon as you do it once, you'll go on that roller coaster again, no problem. And that's what it's like diving with sharks. Scuba movies, that's an interesting one. There was a series out called Sea Fans, which was fantastic. It was sort of a magazine format done on video. I don't think it's been put out for years. And then I've always loved The Abyss, which is not really about scuba, but it has a great beginning shot when they're descending type of thing. That's great. And aside from that, most scuba movies tend to be, you know, shipwreck explorations and things like that, like the Bismarck, you know, and people like to see things going down to Titanic and things like that, you know. So as far as scuba movies, it's It's something to be experienced, not watched.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to CFMU 93.3.
We can certify as young as 10. So the big problem there is the size of the child, generally with the gear, and then combine that with the expense of the gear, and most parents aren't willing to kind of put that kind of money out and then have them outgrow it in 6 months. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it personally. Come on in. Happy to help you out. But that can be an issue, you know. So, but we can get kids gear and stuff like that. You know, the only real problem is there's not a huge difference between the cost of adult gear and kids gear. Yeah. You know, it's all the same. It's all geared to safety and it has all the same stuff built into it. Comfort in the water is what we're looking for. We don't need any Olympic swimmers, but we'll take them. Underwater photography is a big part of it. A lot of people go down there, they want to capture what they're seeing, and they'll take down a camera. It's just a fantastic way to really be able to show people what you're looking at, because a lot of people just don't understand the color that's under there and how beautiful it is. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So, you know, photography, most of the people who are into it are looking for a point and shoot. You know, look at it, take the picture, bring it up, develop it, but it goes all the way up to people with very elaborate systems and lighting and all kinds of things. Reefs are, reefs and corals and sponges and everything are all unbelievably beautiful colors, right? Really bright purples and yellows, you know, to grays and very dense blacks with like bright blue specks on them. It's just a fantastic environment. We're a heavy supporter of the Paddy Aware program, which is a conservation program for our reefs. And the whole idea is, and the reason photography is so popular, is we have a kind of a saying among scuba divers, and it is, take only pictures and leave only bubbles. So you don't touch anything, you don't take anything. It's just there to be enjoyed. You try not to, you know, have your fins touch or touch in any way, and then you just leave it there to enjoy it again later. You got to be able to go back and look at it again. You know, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. So that's a big thing among divers, is the preservation of the reefs and all that. PADI is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, and that's the world's largest certification agency, the people who provide the training. And what they do is the AWARE program seeks to clean up and preserve the aquatic environment wherever it is, whether it's freshwater or saltwater, and it's a fantastic program. Yeah, we do cleanup dives and things like that a lot of times, and what those are interesting bottles that have been found during cleanups. And some of them, you know, people leave them here in the shop, and I've just sort of taken them out and put them up there for people to see. Mm-hmm. We do get a lot of bottle collectors who become scuba divers, because there's a people, you know, people are outrageous. They have no hesitation throwing a bottle or some garbage, which in this case being a bottle, into the water. And so there's lots down there, and some of them are actually quite old that are up there. No messages yet. Not yet. I'm waiting for one. I need a message in a bottle.
You are listening to Radio Free Thank you.
Madeline.
What's your interest in scuba?
Well, because you can swim and you don't need to walk. And if you don't want to get lost underwater, you need a map. So, well, I like seeing fish. Wanted a scuba suit. Never me wanted to go underwater. I want to take swimming lessons.
Have you taken them before?
Yes. But it was a little boring having to be in the table floating in the water. They wouldn't even let you get off. So I got cold. Every time Mommy says, she wants to go swimming, I want to go with her. That brought me on going in the ocean. We're going in the lake. Bye.
Interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you a special bulletin from Dundas, Ontario. Going live to Dundas, Ontario now on Radio Free School. Hi, it seems that there's been an outbreak of kids riding bikes in Dundas today. Would you like to tell me about what's happening? What's your name?
Madeline.
How old are you?
5.
And what happened to you today?
I ride my bike.
Was it a training wheels bike or?
No training wheels. Two-wheeler.
And how was that?
Fun.
How did you do it?
With you.
Describe how it was. What do you do? How do you ride a bike? How do you ride a two-wheeler?
You don't look at the ground and you have to look where you're going. You pedal where you want to pedal, and make sure you don't fall down.
Okay, and your name, please?
Evelina Kay, and I am 7 years old.
And can you describe your experience today?
Well, I was a little jealous of Madeline being able to go around and perfectly, and I was kept falling when I was doing that. But everyone has a different talent, and I have a talent for climbing fences.
But can you describe your cycling experience?
Well, the way to bike ride is you don't look at the ground, you don't look at the brick walls, you look straight where you want to go, and you steer where you want to go, and you pedal, and when you get sort of near to a dead end, then you way before you get to it, then you just glide and it gets slower and then you can put your foot down.
Okay, any advice for other kids starting out on bikes, on two-wheelers?
The thing I like about it is because when I learn, then I won't have to have a tricycle anymore. Uh-huh. And because tricycles are easier to ride. And like Bronwyn's two-wheeler has training wheels and it's a plastic one.
I know I should keep in my hand.
Madden, you had some future plans? But when you get to be a good rider, what are you going to do?
Well, go on a critical mass bike ride.
Critical mass?
Yeah. Critical mass bike ride.
Big truck one.
Hey, like one of those there? One of those there?
Remember, Nicole.
So how do you like the ride?
I love the ride.
Yeah?
Well, it's the first of the season. They'll get used to us.
Hi there. Let's hear it for the unicycle. Woo! Oh man, let's go! Woo! John Milton, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. How do you feel about this ride, John?
I think it's great. I think it's great. It's spring.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung, the grass is risen. I wonder where the mass ride is.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
If I could marry my bicycle and it was legally binding, I think I would.
No more oil, no more war. Time to take our bikes out more.
Tell me what critical mass.
No, it's to remind motorists that there is a very elegant and peaceful alternative.
FM 97.9 FM
in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy?
Amazon is calling, help this planet Earth. With voices from the jungle, help this planet Earth. Hear the tree that's falling, help this planet Earth. Rainforests are crying, help this planet Earth to stay evergreen, ever blue as it was in the beginning. We've got to see it through. Oh, evergreen, ever blue. At this point in time, it's up to me, it's up to you. Ocean's wave is rumbling, help this planet Earth. With voices from the seaway, help this planet Earth. Waters for the drinking, come on and help this planet Earth. Beluga whales are singing, help this planet Earth to stay evergreen, ever blue, as it was in the beginning. We've got to see it through. Oh, evergreen, ever blue. At this point in time, it's up to me, it's up to you. Right now is when we're needed. We can all do something. The young, the old, working together to help this planet Earth. Cause the more we get together, the more we help this planet Earth. So come all United Nations, help this planet Earth. Children of one mother, won't you help this planet Earth? With love for one another, yeah, yeah, help this planet Earth. For our sons and daughters' future, help this planet Earth to stay evergreen, ever blue, as it was in the beginning. You've got to see it through. Oh, evergreen, ever blue. At this point in time, it's up to me and it's up to you. Come on and help this planet stay evergreen and ever blue.
Help this planet.
It's up to me and it's up to you to help this planet stay evergreen and ever blue. Help this planet. Oh, help this planet. Yeah, help this planet.
Well done. That was wonderful hearing your voices with me. And I'm really glad to have you up on this stage because I think the work you're doing is very important. The work of energy conservation and recycling, planting trees, reducing pollution. It's wonderful. And as they leave the stage, how about another fine hand for the kids and Kids for Saving Earth.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1. C-O.
Do you spend more time watching nature programs than experiencing the real thing? more time laughing at TV jokes than joking around yourself. More time watching TV sex than making love yourself. Then there's something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is. A message from the Media Foundation.